At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, I'm playing the Doobie Brothers here. I'm not playing Simple Minds. We played Simple Minds a little while ago. I guess I can segue into Simple Minds because I'm going to do the giveaway here. There you go. They are coming to Hollywood Casino Amphitheater 1 week from tomorrow night. It should be a beautiful night out at the amphitheater. We still call it Riverport, of course. I think I'm playing two songs at once. I apologize for that. What am I doing here today, Sue? My brain's still not functioning. Anyway, Simple Minds, a week from tomorrow, we have another pair of tickets to give away, and you can be a winner if you're calling number 5 at 314-241-9797. Matthew Rocchio, who's helping Ethan while Fred is out this week, will answer your phone call. Call number 5-241-9797. We'll get you a pair of tickets for that show next week at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. So I'm going to play, before we welcome in John Ziegler, who is the host of the Death of Journalism podcast, a piece of this audio from Scott Pelley in the commencement speech he gave at Wake Forest University. This actually, I think, goes back a couple of weeks ago, but it picked up a little bit more steam this week. And it's just, it's kind of hilarious if it wasn't so sad, truthfully. But here's what we heard from Scott Pelley pounding on the dais. Thank you, Sue. The dice, or whatever you call it.
In this moment, this morning, our sacred rule of law is under attack. Journalism is under attack. Universities are under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. And insidious fear is reaching through our schools, our businesses, our homes, and into our private thoughts. The fear to speak. In America, power can rewrite history with grotesque, false narratives. They can make criminals heroes.
Okay.
What is he even...
Wait, let me talk about a couple of criminals that they made heroes. Oh, I know one. Mike Brown. They made Mike Brown a hero, right? Oh, yeah, let me think. Was there another one? Did we have the 5th anniversary of another one? Oh, yeah, that's right. George Floyd. So Scott Pelley, I got to welcome Zig in here because while he's not going to agree with everything certainly that Trump's doing because he's very critical, and this is one of the things I love about my friend John Ziegler, he can call balls and strikes on both sides, but as the co-host of the podcast of The Death of Journalism, you had to be just laughing your ass off hearing Scott Pelley do that speech, John.
Yeah, it felt very much like an angry old wizard who's lost his powers and is pissed off that no one's paying any attention to things that used to really matter. Like, you know, the host of the 60 Minutes program and the anchor of the CBS Evening News, that used to be a very powerful position of influence and trust. And that went out the window a long time ago because they all, and specifically 60 Minutes and CBS, squandered that trust over dozens of different stories. And so, you know, there's a good reason why, even if there's a point to be made, and I actually sympathize with some, not all, some of what Scott Pelley was saying there, he's a terrible spokesperson for this now because they blew the trust that America put in them, and now they're all pissed off that no one cares that they're sounding the alarms when they've been wrong so many times before that it's perfectly logical and understandable, especially for Trump fans, to say, stop overreacting. Everything's going to be just fine. You have no credibility when it comes to Donald Trump. And I fully understand that, even if I think some of what Pelley was saying is legitimate and concerning.
So I have, and I think we here in St. Louis have a couple of reasons to, you know, distrust CBS News and 60 Minutes, because they sent on two different occasions a guy by the name of Jeff Pegues, who has since lost his job at CBS, and Bill Whitaker, who is one of the correspondents for 60 Minutes, here to St. Louis to do pretty much the same story at different times. We had Kim Gardner, who was not unlike your guy out there in L.A., George Gascon, progressive. She was part of this, you know, black girl magic. We had Tashar Jones, Cori Bush, and Kim Gardner. And it was so exposed in the last year, John, last couple of years, and Kim Gardner finally got booted out of office, how much trouble, and by the way, Democrats were highlighting this, how much she was not prosecuting real criminals. I mean, the office was a complete mess, and we've got a guy in there named Gabe Gore who is doing his job right now. But on two different occasions, they come in here and they basically say the only reason, this is culling it down quite a bit, of course, but the only reason people are critical of Kim Gardner is because of racism. It's the white people that don't like what she's doing. Now, what I offered to Mr. Pegues in particular, because he engaged with me on Twitter at the time, I said, Jeff, come here to St. Louis, come back. I will give you Democrats. I'll even give you black Democrats who are outraged by what's happening at this circuit attorney's office. For you guys to go on national news, and of course, you know how this works. That's the CBS Sunday morning or the Saturday morning show or the Gail King show. The news clips run. Oh, so there's St. Louis just going after, you know, because of race, this poor little prosecutor who's trying to do her job. It could not have been a bigger misrepresentation. So how can you trust anything that they tell us?
Well, race is the kryptonite, the most powerful form of kryptonite for the mainstream liberal media. Any race issue, doesn't matter how big, how small, they will always immediately fall in line with whatever the liberal narrative is. It doesn't matter, by the way, even when that gets proven false, as we've seen numerous times. Heck, on a much, much smaller level, we just saw it with the whole, you know, Angel Reese, Caitlin Clark situation where, oh, by the way, there was no racism involved in that whole controversy, but no one cares because the media immediately jumped to a false conclusion, and they always will because, frankly, I think they're the real racists. That's the real most amazing part of the whole thing, is that, you know, this is basically the soft bigotry of low expectations, and they feel like they have this obligation to automatically rush to the liberal side of any racial issue, and they're so afraid of being called racist that no one will step outside the herd because they're so terrified of being run over, and so we get this groupthink phenomenon. And there's another aspect that goes beyond race to involving what Pelley was talking about, which I think is important context that your listeners may not be fully aware of, and that is the entire lawsuit involving Trump and Paramount and the apparent settlement that's going to happen there, and what has transpired where the producer of 60 Minutes has quit their job, and the head of CBS News has effectively either quit or been pushed out, and no one cared. That's the most amazing part. I think the Scott Pelleys of the world thought that those resignations or whatever you want to call them would stir up public support for CBS is what's going on here. And what they found is, I believe because they long ago squandered their trust of the public, no one is coming to their rescue, and the corporate suits at Paramount don't give a damn about CBS News. They look at CBS News as just a pain in the butt and a potential hindrance to the sale of Paramount that needs to be approved by the Trump administration.
Yeah, and I have, you know, kind of gotten into that dynamic a little bit, and I'm glad that you pointed out. But I want to go back to Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark, because you and I both, and I think the reason that I highlighted it a few years ago is because you were so hot on it. There was this volleyball game at Brigham Young University against Duke, and there was this allegation at the time, John, as you remember, that there were people that were shouting the N-word when this African-American from Duke was serving the ball or whatever the circumstance might be. LeBron James tweets about it. Everyone goes out there, racism. You even have Dawn Staley, who is the basketball coach, not the volleyball coach at South Carolina, says, we're not going to take on those white supremacist racists at Brigham Young University. Well, in the end, of course, as the story gets out, as many of these narratives, whether it's Mike Brown or George Floyd, they do a deep investigation. Like, I want you to kind of go back to Angel Reese on this and what happened. And guess what? As you knew at the time, as I knew at the time, there was nobody shouting the N-word. None of it ever happened. But the media treated it as it was a real story. They didn't enter that, and they never do. Hey, maybe we should be skeptical because, hey, everyone's got phones. Maybe we'd have this on an iPhone somewhere. It never happened. It took off. And then, of course, it was never corrected. And it kind of happened here with Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark, too, didn't it?
I think the stories are not just incredibly similar. I think that they're directly related. Because one of the most frustrating parts of these racial hoaxes that happened, that seem to happen every couple of months, and they follow always the exact same pattern, and there's no question that nothing happened in the BYU volleyball situation, Duke BYU volleyball. Nothing happened. But the frustrating part is once the truth finally wins out, the media does not fully acknowledge at all.
No.
That that's the truth and that they were wrong. And so the next time it happens, there's no lesson to have been learned to not jump on the same bandwagon.
It's
to not
fly
by the same BS narrative. And so it keeps happening over and over again, whether it's the noose in the Bubba Wallace NASCAR situation,
right,
or Jussie Smollett. I mean, they never gets corrected. There's never any accountability. The correction is never nearly as big as the initial allegation. And so it's like these people are goldfish. They have no memory at all. And they keep falling for it over and over again. And it was clear from moment one that there was no racism in the Angel Reese situation. And yet, Angel Reese did a press conference where there were multiple questions being asked of her that presumed that the allegation was not only true, but obviously true, because after all, this is a white Indiana crowd. Of course there's going to be racists in the crowd. It was like a parody, Mark. It was literally comedy.
And it keeps happening. And then here, even in the aftermath, I don't know have you read any of the Tapper Alex Thompson book or not? Just heard all the clips in the coverage.
Way too many clips of his interviews regarding the book, but I have no interest in reading the actual book because it's ridiculous on its face.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music. or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Coming from Jake Dapper.
Exactly. But even in that situation, it seems I had a clip that I played a week ago today that was from PBS. And I can't remember the two people that were discussing it because I didn't know who they were. But if I would have played that to you and I said, John, when did this conversation take place? You would have thought it took place a year ago, well before these allegations came out and all this nonsense. They are still acting as if they covered this Biden administration, you know, as intently as they're covering Trump. And they're in complete denial, and they get away with it because, as you said, once the narrative kicks off, they don't care about correcting it. They really don't.
I will disagree only in part of what you said, and that is I'm not sure they're getting away with it anymore. I think there was a time when they could just ignore reality and just go along with, you know, this Alice in Wonderland view of the world. But I think we're kind of beyond that. I think social media, I hate social media in so many ways, but one of the benefits of social media, I think, especially now that Elon Musk owns X or Twitter, is that it's much more difficult for these kind of narratives to survive without being dunked on. And, I mean, Jake Tapper has been dunked on by everybody, including The Daily Show on Comedy Central, for the absurdity of him writing this kind of a book and the media in general pretending as if not everybody knew well before the debate debacle in 2024 that Joe Biden had no business not only serving for another 4 years, but even running for president. And it really, I think, maybe I'm being naive and overly optimistic, but I think the average citizen, certainly not all, certainly not as many as should, but I think the average citizen kind of gets it, that this is a ridiculous narrative.
Well, I have, usually I like to talk a lot longer. We have great conversations. I'm a little tied up against the clock. I have a congresswoman calling me in a couple of minutes, Ann Wagner. But what do you have? You have anything this week you want to highlight on the Death of Journalism podcast? John highlights all this nonsense on a regular basis. He's the best out there when it comes to media bias. And by the way, as you know, you call out Trump on a lot of this stuff as well in the other media. So anything you're highlighting for this week?
What I'm most proud about this upcoming episode is my destruction of what has happened to college football thanks to ESPN. ESPN is single-handedly destroying everything that made college football great, and we're seeing more and more of it every single day, and the new proposal for the college football playoffs proves it.
You know, I thought of you last week when they had this story that came out about the flag football in the Olympics, and you made a prediction that was, it sounded pretty crazy. A lot of your predictions sound crazy, but you were like, this is where the NFL is heading, to flag football. And that sort of made me think of that comment when I heard about the Olympics, Zig.
Unfortunately, I don't think we're going to see the NFL playing specifically flag football, but I think they've desensitized us. They've clearly tried through the Olympics to make flag football legitimate, and I think at least with regard to the quarterback, that's where the NFL is heading.
Yep, sadly. All right, Death of Journalism podcast, check it out. John Ziegler. Thank you, John. I appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Mark.
All right, we'll
Take
see
it.
You. We got Congresswoman Ann Wagner coming up, and an audio cut of the day. Audio cut of the day coming up. By the way, I had to do some actual work this week because Fred is gone. I was trying to help Ethan out. We have booked the roundtable panel for Friday in the 3 o'clock hour. Jane Duker will be here. John Gaskin also on the panel. And let me think who the third person is, because I got the okay from them earlier today, and Ethan's probably in the other room shouting it at me. But it's going to be a great third.
Gene Evans.
Thank you. Gene's probably listening to you. Gene Evans. Oh, my gosh. I'm just not quite there 100% with my mental acuity right now. So that's going to be a great roundtable. Plenty to talk about. Ann Wagner, Congresswoman from the 2nd District in the district in Missouri right now. She's not in the swamp, joining us on 97.1 FM Talk. Ann, how are you?
I am just great. It's always a wonderful day when I'm back in Missouri's 2nd Congressional District with the VA Secretary all over Jefferson Barracks and John Cochran Hospital yesterday. And catching up with folks and hoping it's going to warm up a little bit so we can enjoy some sunshine here soon.
I like the cooler temps because it's going to get hot. By next time at this, you know, next week at this time, we'll be complaining about the heat. I can almost guarantee you here.
I like it warm. You and you, I haven't talked to. I've talked to some of the folks filling in, like Mike Elam, who's just so great, and others. But, you know, you were in Greece.
I was.
You've been all over the place, buddy.
Have you been to Greece?
I have.
Yeah, it was
really
awesome.
Amazing.
We had a great time. Well, let me start, though, with local stuff with the tornado, because we talked about Sue Thomas walked Forest Park last night. I haven't been there in person. She shared pictures, Ann, that are just devastating and stunning. What can you tell us about what kind of help we can get from Washington in rebuilding a good portion of our city, which, by the way, another thing I keep mentioning, we haven't had a lot of national attention on this, and I'm disappointed by that, but, man, some people need some help.
They really do, and I have driven through the area that's affected, mainly, obviously, in the 1st Congressional District in the city of St. Louis and North County, and I can tell you that FEMA was on the ground from day one, but they have to pull together assessments and cost figures and things, and Governor Kehoe finally sent our request for federal disaster assistance in over this past holiday weekend. And I did team up personally with Congressman Bell. I saw him again yesterday from the 1st District to immediately send a letter to the White House in strong support of the governor's request for federal disaster aid on this. You should know that that I have also been in direct contact with the White House explaining how important this disaster assistance request is, and we need it exponentially. We've already had two federally declared disasters from storms in March and April that had been fulfilled by the White House. And right now, you've got FEMA doing its analysis. It has to take place, and we're going to push hard to get it as quickly as we possibly can. But I will tell you that if you were involved or affected in any way, shape, or form from those March 14th, 15th storms that hit especially St. Louis County and Franklin County here in the 2nd District, you are now eligible for the federal assistance. It's been approved, and they can go to disasterassistance.gov. or call FEMA at 800-621-3362. If you put those up, Mark, I'd really appreciate
it.
Okay,
we'll do that, yeah.
And then this one should be approved just as quickly as possible, but it was just submitted by the governor over this past weekend.
So all of the things aside, my guess would be, just on the Wesley Bell front, that you couldn't have done that with Cori Bush. Right.
Well, I'd like to say no comment, but let me tell you, Wesley has been a really truly a breath of fresh air in terms of working with the entire delegation, Democrats, Republicans, Emanuel Cleaver, who's a wonderful Democrat congressman over on the Kansas City side. When we work together as a team for what's best for our state, for our region, for our communities, that's when it's as the government should work.
Yeah, absolutely.
And this is a breath of fresh air to have him as a partner once again, not only in the work I did yesterday with the VA secretary, to have him there and participating, but also now in this disaster relief declaration that we must get from the White House. But as I said, FEMA had to do its analysis. It was just put in this weekend, and we're going to move on it as quickly as possible because people need help. And let me also add, when I drove around, it brought tears to my eyes, how incredible our community has come together over the past few weeks to help out neighbor to neighbor. It just warms your heart, but more is needed, and we're going to see that we get it done.
Congresswoman Ann Wagner is back with us. I had Congressman Smith on, of course. He's the chair of the House Ways and Means Committee. We talked about the big, beautiful bill. You got a little pushback from Elon Musk today. Ron DeSantis saying that DOGE hasn't achieved anything. Look, when I talk with Jason, and I get this with the numbers, you don't have a big majority. You have a very narrow majority. You had to get something here to the Senate. I don't know what your thoughts are on anything that's going to be changed, but what would you say about that process and how it got at least over the finish line in the House?
It was tight. You know, it was 215-214 with one voting present. And uh, it's uh, it was a squeaker, and we were racing. We were up for two nights straight. I dashed to the airport to make the 8 a.m. flight. We voted at 6:30, 6:45, because I was trying to get back to, I was doing a reading at Senator, God bless him, Senator Kitbon's funeral
that day. Yeah.
And so I was trying to get back in time, and thank goodness I made it. It just all lined up. But this was probably next to the final vote that I will be taking once the Senate does what it's going to do to the big, beautiful bill. Probably one of the most consequential pieces of legislation that I'll ever have a chance to vote on. I mean, we have the House Republicans. We were stopped. We stopped in their tracks, the Democrats, from enacting the largest tax increase in American history. I don't want to mince any words there. We must be crystal clear. It was going to be the largest tax increase in history if they let the 2017 tax relief pass us by. I mean, things like the standard deduction, and we added sweeteners and made things permanent to raise the standard deduction from, you know, that 90% of Americans actually use, from $15,000 to $16,000, and index it for inflation. Married couples, $30,000 to $32,000, again, indexed for inflation. The pass-through deductions for our small business owners, the people who are the backbone of our, you know, of our economy here. If you're an S-corp or a partnership, we increased those deductions from 20% to 23%, and again, made them permanent. The child tax credit, the Democrats would have done away with it entirely. And we increased it from $2,000 a year to $2,500 and made it permanent. I could go on and on. The tax on tips, no taxes on overtime, what we did for our seniors in terms of no taxes on Social Security, the additional at least $4,000 deduction that our seniors are going to get to cover the cost of their taxes on Social Security benefits. It's amazing. All of these things are the estate tax, death tax, whatever you want to call it, very important for our farming families. We raised that substantially for to $15 million for individuals and $30 million for married couples. I mean, it was just really a major, major feat. Plus, we plussed up about $144 billion for our military and plussed up our border and immigration security by another $140 billion. I mean, stuff for energy, gas and oil leasing. We renewed the leasing in Anwar, streamlined permitting processes for energy infrastructure. This bill is jam-packed with the promises that this president put forward, the promises that we made as a Republican Congress, and I am very proud that we got this over the finish line just ever so barely.
I don't know how much time, because you've been so busy, you've had to do any bedside table reading with the Jake Tapper and Alex Thompson book, but here's the most important question for me right now. Who the hell was running the country the past 4 years, Ann?
That's the truth. You know, it's really, 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 it's really disturbing, to be honest. But I guess not shocking. I'd like to say it's shocking, but I guess I'm not surprised.
We were paying attention. You were paying attention, right? Some people were paying attention. It was a lot of our friends on the left and the media that wasn't.
We watched him wandering off the stage. You know, he couldn't complete sentences. He was mentally out of it. I mean, it goes back to the old song, you know, can't hide your lying eyes. And we saw it day in and we saw it day out. And here's what was remarkable to me, Mark, was frankly how little the cabinet secretaries, his own cabinet secretaries, actually interacted with Joe Biden. I mean, they would tell you on TV and in any kind of media outlet that he was doing cartwheels behind the closed doors. And you know what? They never saw him.
Yeah.
They never saw him. And you know, a lot of folks are saying that Jake Tapper himself in his book says that Hunter was, you know, basically the
chief of staff. I mean, that is a little nugget there that I've tried to highlight, but that is outrageous when you think about it in the context of everything that some of us have been saying here over the last year. So should there be hearings about this?
OGR and James Comer, my good friend James Comer, is going to be doing hearings. I mean, it is it's just a wonder that that Hunter Biden got a blanket pardon for literally anything that he did during an entire 10-year period of time. But I say shame on, frankly, Tapper and all the mainstream media. People like you and others were shouting it from the highest mountain. We were. But the national liberal media, they were 100% complicit in what I'm going to call the biggest cover-up that we've ever seen.
Even Jay Tapper admitted that with Piers Morgan. Piers Morgan tried to say, this might be bigger than Watergate, and I think he pushed back, and at the end he goes, yeah, maybe it is. You know, maybe when you look at it, maybe it is, right? I think it is.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, for the media now to come back and say, well, gosh, you know, they, meaning White House officials or staffers, lied to us, or how could we have known? It was there, all right in front of your eyes. They were complicit in this cover-up. I think that some folks need to be held to account, and I think that you're going to see our Republican House leadership and committee chairmen that are going to do that. So that's to be continued. But just the complicity of the media, the national media, to act that somehow they were surprised when all this came out, makes me ill. So to be continued on this front. But our hearts go out to Joe Biden, who we know is fighting cancer's hell. We all know someone who's fought it or is fighting it. I know it's a bad diagnosis. He's getting the treatment that he needs. We certainly hope. For those that were complicit in this cover up,
yeah, it's shameful. Shameful.
It is shameful. It truly is.
Look, I was looking back at my text messages. I don't remember getting a thank you from when you were hanging down in Louisville at the Kentucky Derby with my friend Joe Arnold, by the way, the night before the Derby, when I basically handed you the winner from Greece. I said I like the 7 and the 18.
No,
one of those horses won the race, Ann.
I know, and I woofed. I did really well in the earlier races. I really did, and I can't believe that I didn't pick Sovereignty. I actually had him switch. I had journalism coming in first, and that's horrible. What was I thinking? Me, who rails on the Main Street liberal press.
Well, that's why I picked Sovereignty. And I just handed that to you. But I heard you did hang out with my friend Joe at that charity event the night before. That's awesome.
It was so awesome. And what a great event it is. And we go down there and raise a lot of money for charity. And I don't get to go all that often. I've been a few times in my life, but it is just, if you've never been, it was lousy weather this time around, but you got to put it on your bucket list.
You got to have it on your list. That's what I've said.
It's wonderful. And you know, if I could, Mark, just, I want to go back to, because there are so many misnomers out there when we're talking about this big, beautiful bill and the tax relief that Republicans are allowing to move forward for the American people. There are fear-mongers out there that are spreading tons of misinformation vis-a-vis Medicaid. I want to be, again, crystal clear here. What we have done is strengthened, preserved, and protected Medicaid for those who need it. And I'm talking about expectant mothers and children, the disabled, the poor, the elderly. Without the reforms that we put in that actually, again, strengthen it, preserve it, and protect Medicaid. And by the way, we are not touching your Medicare or your Social Security, other than to no longer patch your Social Security checks. But Medicaid is strengthened, preserved, and protected for those who need it. And here's how we do it. We're removing illegal immigrants from the program. They should never have been on to begin with, but some states allow it. And you know what? We're going to go after those states that are allowing illegal immigrants to receive Medicaid. We're also going to make sure that people are not enrolled in multiple states. Can you believe this? there are some people that are getting their Medicaid benefits from two and three different states. And, of course, we are putting in common sense work requirements for able-bodied adults. And the threshold's pretty low, Mark. I mean, it's 80 hours a month. Most of us are working 80 hours every 2 weeks. And this is 4 hours a day, 80 hours a month. It can be a paid job. It can be volunteered. You could be.
Yeah. It seems like the least we can ask for, right? The least we can ask for
at this point.
Absolutely.
It really is. But I don't want anyone to be fooled by these fear mongers out there. No one is taking away Medicaid for those who need it. It is ours to strengthen and preserve and protect it. And that is absolutely what we've done in our big, beautiful bill here.
Enjoy the stay in the district. I hope the weather warms up for you. We'll talk soon. Thank you, Ann.
Take care. Bye now.
I think we're going to have Mr. Scott Jennings on the show tomorrow. Dwayne Patterson from hotair.com as well. We've got to wrap up this Wednesday show with this.
Stand by. Playback ready.
Now, the audio cut of the day.
I'm going to ask for an assist from Suits.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Thomas, because she told an amazing story during Sue's News that deserves repeating this afternoon.
There was a 13-year-old girl in California walking home from school, and a man jumped out and tried to attack her, but she had taken jiu-jitsu for 3 years and fought him off.
Here is the description.
Halfway home, a gentleman was standing in between two cars, and he stepped out to punch her in the face. She punched him. She wrapped it, got him in a headlock, kneed him a couple of times, spun him around, threw him on the ground. And she had stepped on his foot doing all this. And when she threw him to the ground, she broke his ankle. I told her we were proud of her. And she did exactly what she was supposed to do.
So you're telling me that was the sensei, right?
Yeah, that's her sensei. And he was so proud. I mean, it actually paid off for her to do that. She punched him. Mark, she broke his ankle. She knew just what to do.
Don't you wish that this was on video?
Oh,
I mean,
yes.
This kid's 13 years old. Yes. I'm going to have to tell my daughter this story because I have thought about martial arts for Alexa just because I think it is good for kids. And by the way, you give them a little variety as well. But in that particular case, I mean, think about what that would have turned into. I don't know all the circumstances, but what the hell was the guy doing punch her in the face in the first place,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Wow.
Could be to knock her out and take her.
You don't know that.
No.
It could have been a trafficking situation, but damn proud of her, just like the sensei. Sue, we'll see you tomorrow at 3.
You got it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.